has joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're the first to arrive.
I guess so.
You doing all right?
I'm doing good. Are you?
Baruch Hashem, I'm well, yes.
Good. Malka?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So we're going to start with the Lashem Yehud, and then we're going to connect to the Ma meditations, and then this Shir HaShirim. Lashem Yehud
has joined.
Yishkinte bivchilu urchimu utchilu utchilu urchimu. Yakta Lashem Yudhe Bavate. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kodeneh Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kodeneh. And now for the Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, hey, Yud, hey, Yud,
has joined.
Hey, Yud, Yud, hey, Yud, hey, Wav, Yud, hey, Wav, hey, Yud, Yud, hey, Yud, hey, Wav, Yud, hey, Wav, hey, Yud, Yud, hey, Yud, hey, Wav, Yud, hey, Wav, hey, Yud. Yud hey, Yud hey wow, Yud hey wow hey. There's a lot of meditations that go into that. We read that when we were talking about Tu B'Av, and we know this meditation is to be done during the 45 days from Tu B'Av through Rosh Hashanah. And what that is all about, that meditation in these 45 days, is also what we do with the Shir HaShirim every Friday afternoon. And this is the Sephardic tradition. You take a look at the list that you made last Friday afternoon as to what you wanted to accomplish, what you wanted to improve, what you wanted to do during the week as regarding your spiritual growth. And so you take a look at that list and evaluate, honestly, did you accomplish those goals? Did you fall short on some of them? And as you evaluate your list from last week, you make a new list. What you want to do this coming week. And the essence of Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs, it's just such a powerful name. It really expresses what is the issue. And the issue is, by reading Shir HaShirim on Friday afternoon, any mistakes, any sins that you performed during the week from last Shabbat until today are corrected through the reading of Shir HaShirim. I should say through the chanting of Shir HaShirim. Chapter 1, verse 1. Shir HaShirim Asher Li Shlomo Yishakeni Min Shikoti Hu Ki Tovim Todecha Miayin Lure Shemanecha Tovim Shemen to Rak Shemecha Alkein Alamod Achevucha Mashkeini Acharecha Narutza Heviani Amelecha Darav Nagila Benishmecha Bach Nazkira Odeha Miayin Mesharim Achevucha Shechora Ani Winawa Benot Yerushalayim Yahale Kedar Kiriot Shalomo Al Tiruni Sheani Shechar Horetz Shesh Zafat Mi Ashamesh Bnei Mini Haruvi Shamuni Teira Et Hakaravim Karmi Sheli Lo Natarti Agida Li Sheahava Nafshi Eka Tire Eka Tarbit Batsaharaim Shalama Ehiye Keotia Aledre Haverecha Im Lo Tedila Ayafa Banashim Teila Ikve Hatson Duri Et Gedikayich Al Mishkenot Haroim Lesusati Rikve Paro Demitich Rayati Nawu Lechayin Atorim Tzavarech Acharuzim Tore Zahav Na'asela Im Nekudot HaKesef Ad Shehamelech Bimsibo Nirdinatan Recho Tzaror Chamor dodili, Ein shadayalim, Eshkol hakofer dodili, Bekad me'en gedi. Hinach yafa rayati, Hinach yafa enayich, Yonim chincha yafeh, Odi ach naim ach arsenu ra'anana korot batenu arazim rachitenu verotim. Chapter 2. Ani chavat seled ha-sharon Shoshanad ha-amakim Keshoshana ben ha-chokim Ben rayati ben ha-banot Ketapuah ba-atse Aya ar kendodi enabanim betzilo ki Anochi ki ahavi ani. Avi anai el beit hayayin ediglo alai ahava amkuni ba'ashishot rabduni atapuchim iholat ahava ani demolo tachat l'roshi dimino techabakeni nishbati etchem benot Yerushalayim mitzvaot o be'ayilot asadeh im ta'iru ve'im te'oru et ha'avava ad she'tech at kol dodi hineze b'abdaleg al ha'karim ekapet al ha'gvaot dodet melach do medodi litzvi oli ofer ha'ayalim Inaze o meda harkat leinu mashkiach min hachalonot meitzitz min hacharakim anadodi viamarli umila rayati kafati ulkila Ki hine chazav avar hageshem alav halachlo anitzanim niru vaaretz eid hasamir higiya lekol hator nishma biartzeinu atena Anta pagecha hagpanim semadar natu reach kumilach rayati afati ulkilach yonati bechagbe asela asetel amad rega harini et amarai ashmini et kole kikole karebu mares nawe ayakezu alanu shualim shualim Ketanim mechabelim kiramim ukrameinu semadar odili ve'ani lo haroe b'shoshanim ad sheyachu achayom benasu atzlalim So the male chadodi leads me only o fair hayalim al harevatayer. The third chapter. Al mishkavi balelot bikashti et sh'ahava nafshi bikashti belo mitzativ akuma navi asobava vayir bashvakim sha ech ahav nafshi bikashtiv lo mitzativ matzoni hashomrim asovavim ba'ir et she'ahava nafshi ra'itim. Kimat she'avarti mehem ad she'matzati et she'ahava nafshi. Achazti v'lo arpenu ad she'aveti v'el beitimi v'el cheder horati hashvati etchem v'no Yerushalayim mitzvaot o be'alot asade im ta'iru v'im te'oreru et ha'ahava ad she'techpats mizot ola min ha'midbar ketimrot ashan mekuteret mor ulvona mikol avkat rokel Ine mitato sheli shlomo shishim giborim sabivla migibore Yisrael kulam achuze cherem melumde milchama icharbo al yireko mipachad balelot Afiryon asan asalo hamelech shlomo meyatze halvan odon amuda vasa kesef refidato zahav merkavo argamanto ko Ratzon ahava mibenod Yerushalayim ve'ena urena benotziyot v'melech shelomo bi'atara she'itra lo imo bi'om atunato uvayom simchat libo. Chapter 4. And as you hear sometimes, too often actually, I go back and say the same word because I mispronounce it. What the Zohar teaches us in certain prayers, when we mispronounce a word and we go back to correct it, it is if we are achieving the tikkun, because that word is connecting to some sin that we have done. That's why we mispronounce it. By going back and correcting it, through God's mercy, we make the correction. Inach yafa ra'ayati, inach yafa enai. Yonim mi ba'ad li amatech, sa'arech b'cha'ayder, ha'izim shegalsh, shegaloshu mehar gilad, shinyayich. Ka'eder chaktzovot she'alu min harachza she'kulam matimot b'shakula ein v'bahem k'chut shashani tifchotayich u'mibarech naveh Kefelach harimon, rakatech mi ba'ad, tzamatech k'migdal David tzavarech, anu l'talpiyot, l'talpiyot. Elef hamagen talu alav kol shilte agiborim tene shadai kishne afarim aome tzviyacharoim vashvot shanim Ad sheyapu ahayom v'nasu atzlalim melech li el har hamor el givat halevona gulach yafa rayati umum ein ba iti mil banon Ala iti milvanon tavoi tashuri merosh amano merosh anir v'chermon mimonot arayot mechare nemerim v'bavtini Achoti kala lebavtini, v'achad menayich, v'achad anach mitzavronayich, ayahu hodayich. Achoti kala matovu dodayich, Yayin berea kemanayich mikol basamim nafed hatofana shoftotayich ala devash v'chalav tachat v'shonech bereach shalmotayich Kareach levanon, kanaul achoti, kalagal neul mayayin. Ma'ayan t'achut chum, shelachayich pardes, rimonim imperi begadim. Eparim im garadim ner kazakarkom anevkinamon im kolatze levonamor baahalot im korashe vesamim Me'ayan v'anim be'er mayim chayim nosli min levano. Uri tzafon uvoi eman tafichi ani yislu v'samav yavo dodi legano yokal pri hagadav. Chapter 5. Bati ligani ahoti kala ariti bori imbisami akalti ari imdivshi kati ti yeni imchalavi ichlure imshetu vishahru Dodimani ishena belibi erkol dodich dofek bichili akoti rayati onati amati sheroshi nimlatol tetutzotai Bashi se laila Bashati et kutanti Ekaka el bashana Rahatsi et raglai Ekaka atan Dodi shala yado min hachor Umei Ahamu alav. Kamti ani liftoach ledodi v'yadai nat humor v'etzbeotai mor over al kapot amanul patachti ani Vidodi hamak avar nafshi Yatsa badabiro Ekashtihu vilo matatihu Erati vilo anani Mitzoni pashmorim Asovavim Ha'ir hakuni Kauni nasu edredidi me alai shomre hachomrot hishvati etem enod Yerusha. Yerushalayim. Im katim seu et dodi mata gidu lo shecholat achavani ma dodech midot hayafa banashim ma dodech midot shekacha hayishbatanu Dodi tzak b'yadom dagul bariva batmer bava Rosho peketem paz kevutotav Al talim shechorot ha'orev einav Yonim al apike Maim rachatzot v'chalav yoshvot al mileot l'chayav ka'arugat abosem migdelot merkachim safotav shoshanim notzvot moreover Adav Galile Zahav Mimulaim Atarshesh Me'av Eshet Shein Me'ulefet Sapirim Shokav Amudei Shesh Me'usadim Aladei Paz Marayehu Kalvanon Bahur Kaara. note, Yerushalayim. Chapter 6. Anahalech Chalach Dodech Yayafa Habanashim Anapana Todech Unbakshenu Imach Odiarad Ligano Learugot Aboshev Lirod Baganim Lil Kochoshanim Ani Lidodi Vidodili Aroe Ashoshanim Yafe Ad Rayati Ketirzanawa Kirushalayim Ayuma Kanit Galot Atevi Einayich Minegdi Shehem Hirchivuni Shareka Eder Haizim Shegaloshu Min Hagilad Shenaika Eder Harchalim Archelim She'alu Min Haratza Shekulam Mat Inot Shakula Ein Bahem Kefelach Arimon Rakatech Mi Ba'ad Litzamatech Kishim Tema Belach Orush Bonim Ilagshim Ba'alamod Ein Mispar Achat Iyo Yonati Hatamati Achat Hi Le'ima Ba'ara Ki Le'olata Le'ruha Banod Baya Ashruha Le'lachodu Filakshim Baya Halleluha Mizod Hanishkafa Kemo Shachar Yafa Kalbana Barakahama Ayuma Kanit Galot Elginat Agos Arati Lirot Ibn Hanacha Lirot Haparcha Pagefen Heinetsu Arimonim lo yadati nafshi shemachti markevot iminadiv. Chapter 7. Shuvi shuvi ha-shulamit, shuvi shuvi v'necheze bach, matechezu b'shulamit, kim kolad ha-machanayim, ma yafu be'abayich banalim, bat nadiv chamukeh, Kiraikaik, Kimohalaim, Maaseya Deyaman, Sharireka Gan Hasahar Al Yitzar, Lamazeg Vitbech Aremat, Kitim Suga Basho Shanim. Kishne Afaraim Ta'ale Tevia Tiatavarech Kamigdal Ashen Heinaich Berecho Becheshbon Al Sha'ar Bat Rabim Apech Hamigdal Halevanot Tofepene Damasek Roshech Alayika Carmel Dalad Roshech Kargaman Melech Asur Be'archatim Mayafit Umaneamt Ahava b'ta anugim, zot komateh, tamcha l'tamar v'shadayich, v'yashkolot amarti e'ele b'tama, lach ochaza b'san tzinav, v'ayu na shadayich. Keshkelot ha-te-gefen B're'av v'apech katapuchim V'hikah kayan ha-tov Olech l'dodi L'mesharim tovev shaftei Ani lidodi vialai teshukato. Lekwa dodi ma'netse hasade. Nalina bachbarim. Nishkima lachravimim. Nireim parcha. Agefen paita. Asmadar Anheinetsu Harimonim Shameten eto daila Adudaim natnu rea Vea petahenu Balbegadim Adashim gam yishanim dodi Tafantila. Chapter 8. Mi yiten cha keach li yoneg shede imi amtacha vachot ashacha kam lo yavuzu li anach cha aviyacha el beti mi tilam deni Ashkecha miayin chayachereka measis rimonai shemolot achad roshi v'mino techabakeini ish bati etchem benot Yerushalayim Matairu Matorerau Toreru Ed Ha'ahava Ad Shetahat mitzot olamin hamidbar mitrafe peket al doda tachat ha-ha-tapua orarti ha she'amati pilachtucha imecha shamati bla yeladatcha shimeni kachotam alibecha kachotam alzeroecha ki azaka mavet ahava kasha baiki shokina reshafe harishpeish shaltevet ya mayim rabim lo yochlu lekabot et ahava uncharot lo ishtepuha im yiten ish et kol chon peito ba'ahava v'oz yabuzu lo ha'echod lanu ketana b'shadayim ein la manase la'achotenu ba'yom she'yedubar ba im choma ki nivne alecha tirat keskat sefein elet hi natsur alecha luach aret ani choma v'shadai chamigdalot az hayiti la'enav kemot et shalom kerem chayal ishlomo v'va'al chamon natan et hakerem la'notrim ish yavi v'fir yo elef kasef karmi sheli lifanai ha'elef lecha shalomo umatayim linotrim et pirio. Ayoshevet baganim haverim makshivim lekole hashmiyani verach dodi udmelecha litzvio leofer haayalim al hare basamim. We have completed Shir HaShirim, and we are continuing our study of the Tomer Devorah by the Ramchal, Rabbi Moses Cordovero, and earlier this week in various classes, we have studied chapter 1 from verse 1 to verse 5. And now we will begin with verse 6. Zomida acheret she'afilu she'adam machatzik bechet ein v'hakadosh baruch hu mata machatzik afim machatzik lo la'adela yevatel ka'aso afilu shelo yashu ha'adam kemo shematzinu bimei yaravam v'enyo asheha tzir ha'kadosh baruch hu gevul yisrael v'hem hayu oldim agalim v'rihem aleihem v'lo shavu im ken lamareichem bishvil midazo shelo hechezik la'adapo ad rabba maklish a'apo im chayot she'adayin achet kayam eino ma'anish ela metzape umrachem ulai yashuvu v'haynu ki lo lenatzech ariv lo leolam etor ela hakadosh baruch hu mitnaheg berachot uvakashot akol etovat Yisrael. The fifth, he does not hold on to his fury forever. This is a different trait, that even if a person holds on to his sin, the Holy One, blessed be he, does not hold on to his fury. And if he holds on to it, it won't be forever. Rather, he nullifies his anger, even if the person does not repent, as we found in the days of Yerovam, the son of Joash, that the Holy One, blessed be he, brought back the boundary of Israel from the occupation, and they were still worshiping calves. He had mercy upon them, but they did not repent. If so, why did he have mercy? For the sake of this trait, that he does not hold on to his fury forever. Just the opposite. His fury weakens even as the sin is still in existence. He does not punish, but rather he expects and his mercy that they may repent. And that is the meaning of, he will not contend forever or begrudge for all time. Rather, the Holy One, blessed be he, acts with softness and harshness, all for the good of Israel. V'zo mida ro'ya le'adam la'itnaheg ba'al ha'bero afilu shehu rashe le'hokia be'yisurim et ha'bero o et banav ha'lechem mityasrim lo mifne ze yarbe to kachto belo yachazik ta'aso afilu sheka'as ela yevat lenu belo yachazik la'adapo gam im af hu hamutar La Adam ke ein she parshu ki tirecha mor shonaicha v'gomer uferchu mahi hashbea hazot she tired. The Shone Oto, Aldivar Ave Rave Afilu, Haki Amrato Ra Azo, Taso Vimo Shabo, Yat Divli Bach. Ela mitzvah hakarev, oto beachava, ulay yoi, yoil bederech, zoha yechainu, mamash mida zolo hechezik, la adapo. And this is a trait that is fitting for a person to practice with his fellow. Even if he is permitted to be rebuke his fellow or his sons with upbraiding and they accept it, it is not because of this that he should increase his rebuke. And he should not hold on to his anger, even if he got angry, but rather nullify it. And he should not hold on to his rage forever. Even if it is a rage that is permitted to a person, similar to that which they explained, when you see the donkey of your fellow, and there's the verse continues, it's from Exodus chapter 23, verse 5, and they explained in the section of Pesachim, what is this anger that he saw him transgressing a sin, but the one seeing is alone, such that he may not testify? And so he hates him for the matter of the sin. And even so, the Torah states, you shall surely release with him. Leave that which is in your heart. Rather, it is a mitzvah to bring him close with love, as perhaps it will be beneficial to act in this way. And this is exactly the trait of he does not hold on to his fury forever. In case you missed any of the earlier studies, the earlier verses in the Tomer Tevorah, I'd like to give you a very quick review from my own thoughts, or really I'm recording or transcribing my understanding of these different traits, both from the standpoint of what is the positive trait that we need to emulate and what is it we need to avoid. The first verse says to the resemble the Creator by following the 13 attributes of Arichantin. Our human actions need to resemble the Creator's actions as best we can. Verse 2 is, who is a power like you? Mi kamocha. We tolerate insult because Hashem tolerates insult. When insulted, he continues to supply energy. He doesn't rebuke them. He allows them the space and the time to do teshuvah. What is the negative trait that we need to avoid? Intolerance. Verse 3. Who bears iniquity? An iniquity creates a destructive angel, and this destructive angel reports to Hashem as to who created it. Yet Hashem continues to support both the person who created the destructive angel and the destructive angel itself, instead of sending the destructive angel back to the person who created it and said, get your energy from him. Hashem accepts the iniquity. What do we do as human beings to avoid it? Transgressing this positive trait? whenever we, God forbid, stop doing good to any person who hurts us, him or her. We need to continue to do good and not take offense when someone hurts us. Verse 4 passes over transgressions. Hashem allows transgressions to be cleansed. That's his mercy. He refuses to delve into and prosecute the transgression. He passes over it. He ignores it. And as a human being, to foster that positive trait, we need to refuse to stop fixing other people's mistakes. And if we are able, just to allow that person to continue to be associated with us, even though the mistake is continuously being made. That's passing over transgressions. The fifth verse. The remnant of his inheritance is the trait. We treat each person as a relative. We recognize that they are part of us. But Hashem recognizes that each human being is receiving an inheritance from him that is as if that human being is Hashem. That human being is connected to the inheritance that Hashem is giving him. And what does as a human being we need to not do? We need to not refuse to treat another Jewish person as a relative.
Oh, hi. You really like my table, don't you?
We need to not refuse to treat another Jew as a relative because they all are relatives. We all are relatives. We need to treat each person, every Jewish person, as one of our relatives. We are out of time, but our timing is complete. I wish you all Shabbat Shalom and look forward to our classes Motzei Shabbat, where we will continue to learn from the Zohar for Parasha Re'eh, which is the week from tomorrow. But that Parasha Re'eh has no Zohar. Mm-hmm. We'll explain a little bit why next Motzei Shabbat, but we'll still be connecting to a Zohar class. Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful, happy Shabbat.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you all.
Shabbat Shalom. We'll be sure you record this one. Thank you.
I'm sorry?
I said be sure this one is recorded.
They're all recorded.
They're all recorded.
I know, but
I haven't been putting the Shir HaShirim up, but I will this one if you like.
Good, because that summary was wonderful. Thank you. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.